Morning, March 27th,
1972.
Morning
lecture, Juhu. Buddhi matamasmi sinamaham. Now, Krishna says, Bijam man sarvabhuta. Bijam means seed. Jatha bijam, jatha jani. For generating, there are two parts, the male part and female part. So, the male part is Krishna, Bija, and the female part is the material nature. Aham Bija Padapita, in another place it is stated. Sarva Jyonishu, Kauntiya, Sammavanti Murtaya, Sarva Jyonishu. Jyoni means the source of birth, mother, and Bijan means father. So, this material world, anything which is visible or not visible, they are born of these two parts. Sarva Jyoni Sikantiya, Sambhavanti Murta, Kasana Mahat Jani, Mahat, this Mahat Tattva, total material energy. So, one can understand by taking lessons from different varieties of living entities coming out of this material nature. Just like there is one heart, but different varieties of plants are coming up. Even without our endeavor, of course, in our garden, we take care of sowing different types of seeds. But in a jungle, you can go and see there are varieties of plants and trees. They are coming out of the earth. And they are producing different varieties of fruits and flowers. So, the variety is the mother of nature. You cannot make it imperfect. Variety means each and everything is a personal, individual being. That is variety. As Krishna has already explained, Purnamanaprasityam, there are reservoirs of different flavors within the earth. But according to the vision, they are coming out differently. There is rose scent, there is lotus scent, there are varieties of them. They are already within the earth. But our materialistic scientists, they cannot take out any flavor from the earth. They have to take the flavor from the flower, not from the earth. So, ultimately, as Krishna says, the Aham Krishna Sajadata Prabhavak Pravayat Tatha. Ultimately, he is the origin of him. Sarva Karana Karana. He should always remember this verse of Brahma Samhita. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vidra. Anadi Adi Govinda. Sarva Karana Karana. Now, here is the difference between God and human being. We are also part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of God. So we have both all the qualities of God, but in very, very minute point, because we are very minute. Therefore, all the qualities of God, which we have inherited, or which are already in us, they are also very minute. The intelligence is also minute. Everything is minute. Somebody was talking with me that why should we give more credit to Krishna or God? We are also manufacturing things. It is something like watch, a clock. You wind it, there is spring, and it will go on. Similarly, it is going on, everything is going on, so there is no difference between God's intelligence and ours. That was his argument. So I replied, yes, there is no difference so far as intelligence is concerned. But God creates one male and female and thousands and millions of entities are coming out of those two male and female. But you cannot manufacture a male watch and a female watch so that by those two watches you can produce innumerable watches. That is not possible. That is in God's hand. So you have to prepare each and every watch. Whereas if God wants to manufacture watches, then he will make one male and one female, and out of them many millions of watches will come. That is the difference. So we cannot compare. Our intelligence is God's intelligence. Although qualitatively we are both the same. Just like the drop of seawater and the whole mass of seawater, the chemical composition is the same, but the quantity is different. We may have creative power, we have intelligence, creative power, but not just to the comparison of God, that is not possible. This is explained in another place in the Bhagavad Gita, when Arjuna was informed that Krishna, long, long ago, he instructed this Bhagavad Gita, philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, to the sun god. So that calculation becomes about 40 million years. So, Arjuna says, my dear Krishna, we are contemporary, practically we are born of the same day. So how is that I can believe that long, long years ago, so many millions of years ago, you instructed this Bhagavad Gita philosophy to the sun god? The reply was, my dear Arjuna, both you and me, we are born many times, but you have forgotten. I remember. That is the difference. Our remembrance, our memory, is very small. We cannot remember even what we were doing just this time in the morning. So we have to remember it. So we cannot, in any way, we cannot be compared with God at any circumstances, although the quality is the same. So bijam maan sarva-bhutana. We may be bijam as a father. Father of, say, 10 children or 50 children, or say, formerly, people used to give birth, 100 children or so, and we get information from the history, just by Dhritarashtra. He gave birth to 100 children. King Vishabda, he also gave birth to 100 children. So, we may be able to give birth to 100 or 50 or 10, but Krishna says, I am the father of Sarva-bhutanam. There are unlimited number of living entities. Asamutha, the living entities, they are also calculated in the Varma Purana. Kisadra sadabhagasya, satadhapalipitasyata, jivabhagasavijyaya, sa anantaya kalpati. Ananta. There is no limit. Nobody can count how many living entities are there. Paramat, they say we cannot count how many paramanus or atoms are there within this universe. It is not possible. Similarly, we cannot count. And the Vedas also stated, nitya nityanam, chetana chetananam. So, the nitya, chetana, and chetana means living being. The Krishna, at last, he is the chief living being, or the chief eternal, nitya nityanam. And we living entities, innumerable, he is one, but we are many, plural. Nitya nitya. So one nitya is similar number. The other nitya is a plural. The plural number nitya has the living entity. The plural number of eternals, we are also eternal. Nahanati hannamani sahiri. After quitting this body, we accept another body. Tathādi āntaram prāti. This is our material position. And there are so many in human, but each one of us at different form of one. That is the conclusion. Jena sarvam idantam. Abhināti tu tadvidhi jena sarvam idantam. And so, you are also so. So you are, your consciousness is spread all over your body. My consciousness is spread all over my body. But my consciousness is not spread over your body, neither your consciousness is spread over my body. Therefore we are unique. Therefore, each one of us are individual living entities. You cannot say, that we are homogeneous. No. Each one, that is also explained in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that all these living entities, Krishna said, I, you, and all these living entities are the kings and the soldiers assembled. We are existing. In the past, we are existing at present, and we shall continue to exist in the future. Here also it is said, the bijamman sadhubhitanam vidhi pātha sanātanam. Sanātanam. Sanātanam means eternal. Not that by somewhere or other, I am now separated from the Supreme Home, and I am now covered by Maya, and when I will be free from the power of Maya, I shall be one to the Supreme. No, that is not. Here it is clearly said, Vidarman Sarvabhutana, Sarvabhutana, or living entities, they are also eternal. And then Sanātana, that means eternally, we, the living entities, are individual, different individuals. In another place, Krishna says, Khetravan Jati Manavidhi Sarva Khetri Subha. Sarva Khetri. Khetra means his body. And each and every body, I am living. You are living. But I do not know what is going on in you and what is going on in me. But Krishna, he is another Khetravan. I am Khetravan. Living soul within my body, and you are a living soul within your body. You do not know what pains and pleasures I am feeling. I do not know what pains and pleasures you are feeling. But Krishna says, as Paramatma, Sarva Kshetreshu Bharat Kshetravan, he knows what kind of pains and pleasures I am feeling, what kind of pains and pleasures you are feeling. Or all the living entities. Ishara Sarvasutana, Hridyesu Arjuna Tishtati, Krishna as the Paramatma, he is staying with every living entity. All living entities and Krishna also, we are all individual. There is no question of being amalgam. It is said, Sana, Bijam Maan Sarvabhutan, Bidhi Kaatha Sanam, Sanatana. Eternally, we are different from one another. Not that at any time we are all one together. And now, by chance, besides that, in another place, he will find that the Chaitanya, the living spirit, cannot be cut into pieces, cannot be dragged, cannot be cut into pieces. So, it is not that by chance we have been cut into pieces. Now, eternally, we are different from the Supreme Soul. We are individual soul. Nīyamvāṁ sarva-bhūtānāṁ viddhī-pāta-sāṁ buddhī-buddhī-matānasmi. Now, without intelligence being given by the super soul, we cannot have buddhī-buddhī-matānasmi. Those who are intelligent, everyone is intelligent. But the source of intelligence is Krishna. We are not independently intelligent. This is also explained in another chapter, 15th chapter. Sarvastha chaham nirisarmi vishnu, mattas nitijyanam mapohanancha. If Krishna likes, then he can make immediately, remembering, he can make me remembering many past incidences. That is possible. Perhaps you know, sometimes a child is born and he can speak about his past life. That is, due to Krishna giving him the power of remembering about his past life. So, whatever we are acting with the intelligence of Krishna. Buddhi, buddhi matam. We can't have, just like in a factory, there are hundreds of men are working, but there is one poor man, he is giving the intelligence to do like, to do like. Similarly, whatever we are asking doing, the intelligence is coming from Krishna. Matta, matta smriti jnana mapuha. Now, the question may be, why different intelligence are there? He's got very perseverant that he is giving somebody very good intelligence and the other not very good intelligence. Why this difference? The difference is God's kindness. If I want to act in some way, Krishna will give me intelligence in that way. If I want to become a devotee, Krishna will give me intelligence how to become a perfect devotee. And if I want to become a demon, Krishna will help me how I can become a perfect demon. That is the difference. But the buddhi or intelligence is coming from Krishna. Krishna has to pursue. He is giving intelligence. That is a snake in another place, in each chapter. Or it is said that Tesam satajiptanam bhajatam priti pudvaka buddhi yogam vadamitam jinamanu pujantite. Jinamanu pujantite. Everyone should try to go back to home, back to God. So this is the cross. Tesam satajiptanam bhajatam priti pudvaka. One who is engaged 24 hours satat. Not that official. So engage oneself in little meditation for 15 minutes. No. Krishna says 24 hours. All satatagupta. Those who are engaged in devotional service. 24 hours. All it. Satatagupthanam bhajatam. Bhajatam. Bhajat. Bhajat means service. Bhajati is used for giving service. So, one who is engaged 24 hours to give service to the Lord Krishna. Bhajatam. Priti purva. With love. Loving service. Not that official service. My Guru Maharaj said to rise early in the morning, I cannot go. All I get me rise. But I do not like to rise. This is not priti. Priti means love. Why must you? Just like if I love somebody, if he makes engagement, please see me at that and that hour. I immediately go. Immediately go. This time of all my diligence. Because there is love. So therefore, to serve Krishna, always we love and say, such person, Tesam satadhyuktanam bhajatam priti buddha buddhi yogam dadam. Krishna is easy. He will give intelligence. This buddhi buddhi matam. He will give intelligence. What kind of intelligence? Such intelligence so that he may come back to home, back to God. Such not so giving intelligence that he will go to hell. In another place it is said, Tanaham Visatat Puran, Sipami Adasram Vajonishu. Tanaham Visatat Puran. Those who are envious of God are Krishna. These people are after God, after Krishna. Just like there was a newspaper report, interview between our Tamal Krishna question. So many nonsense questions are put, that we are hungry, what Krishna will do. So these nonsense questions are put. Krishna is giving his food. Without Krishna's aid, he cannot live even for a moment. He says, what Krishna will do to the hungry people like that. These are called visatas. There are enemies of Krishna. Why Krishna can, will be God alone? I am also God. He is also God. We are all God. These are enemies. So, they are called demons, enemies. That these to these envious person, Krishna says, Tanaham Visatap Puran. Visatap. Because they are so much envious and stupid, cruel, cruel means full of duplicity. Such person, Tanaham Visatap Puran. Sipami Adasram Vajani. So there are two kinds of intelligence going on. To the demon, a certain type of intelligence, and to the devotee, a certain type of intelligence. Therefore, Krishna says, buddhi, buddhimotam. Don't take it as stereotype that he is giving intelligence equally to everyone. No. He is giving, therefore we see variety of. But this variety of intelligence, because we want to work in such a way. Krishna helps us. Krishna simply upadrashta, anumanta. This word is used. Anumanta, giving permission. Permission means without Krishna's permission. He cannot ask. Because sarvastacaham sudhichanya vishva. Matta sutijnana. Unless he says that yes, you can do it. You cannot. There is a problem. That without the will of the Supreme, not a blade of grass moves. Without God's sanction, you cannot do anything. That's the fact. But He gives you sanction as you do that. Man proposes, God disposes. But without His sanction, you cannot. अस्मि बुद्धि बुद्धि मताम अस्मि तेजस 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 नाम हम तेजस में स्पेशल पावर वी फाइंड वैरायटी ऑफ मैन वैरायटी ऑफ एनिमल एंड दे आर डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ तेजस पावर एक्टिविटी इन मैन सो Whenever we find something special, either in the demonic way or in the devotional way. Just like when Hiranyakashipu challenged his son, Prahlad. Prahlad was devoted and he was speaking very straightly. Prahlad's father asked him, "My dear, Prahlad, can you say anything very good which you have learned from your school?" Prahlad said, "Yes, my dear father." But he did not tell anything as father. He said, "Asura Varsha." He said, "My dear, the best of the demons." Tat sadhu manne suravagya dhikna. Asuravaj, he does not address his father as first. He says, "My dear Asuravaj, my dear best of the demons, tat sadhu manne asuravaj dehina sada samudvigna dhyana sadgraha." I have learned this, that for the persons, materialistic persons, who are always answer, sada samudvigna dhyana. For them, the best thing is, hityatma ghatam grihanda kupam, bananga tojat harimaswai. These instructions are there. So, there are two kinds of men. One class is called asura, and the other class is called demigods. So demigods means, those who are devotees are Lord Vishnu, and asura means those who are envious or enemies to the personality of God. They are called asuras. So this buddhimata, tega, everything is given by Krishna. It's like a same example. Prahlad Maharaj, when his father was challenging, demanded Prahlad, "Where from you have got all these God conscious, Krishna conscious knowledge? How do you speak?" He says, "My dear father, the same soul, where from you have also got this demonic power." This was the answer. The same soul, Janmadasya, You are talking like a demon, but you have derived the demonic power from Krishna, and I am talking like a Vaishnava. I have also derived power from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, buddhi buddhi matam asmi tirasi rasinamakam balam balavatam chaham tamarada virajitam dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamasmi bharatansha. Dharma viruddha kam. Kama, left. Left for sex, left, kama, or any sex gratification. If it is not against religious principle, then Krishna says, I am that kama, I am that left. Therefore, according to Vedic system, left.